Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. We are celebrating the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. As different as they were, a church from early days celebrates both of them together on the same feast day. Neither in their life nor their work were they. Peter had family and his work. Saul later on became Paul. He was a proud Jew who was taught well in the teaching of the fathers. He obtained even Roman citizenship and was enjoying great trust from Jewish first leaders. He knew little of Jesus, but that person was known to him. For both of them, the meeting with Jesus determined their life later on. Peter was apostle and of special trust of Jesus. Paul got to know Jesus in a completely different way. He was called the apostle, but he called himself apostle as well, though he did not belong to the original first 12 ones. The word is about people, witnesses of the first moments of the church, of two of them whose life, writings and work spread the gospel and his name throughout a world known at that time. For both of them, for both Peter and Paul, the encounter with Jesus and recognition of his person meant breaking chains with a former life, with social position and all. Complete change. They didn't even keep their names. Just like in Old Testament, Abraham and Sarah received at the beginning of Bible new names. New name in Bible means new identity. Something, not that the old names they wouldn't like, not because of the fashion. New names that they received are not art names nor pseudonyms. New names describe the novelty of the person of Peter and Paul in the very essence, not in a superficial way. Not in order to have their names easily remembered or to be extolled, as is happening today. What is church learning from two of them? The difference that did not become the subject of rivalry and struggle in many things that were not clear. Peter and Paul preserved the original Jesus' teaching
cultura.
E being surrendered by powerful cultures of Greece, Rome and Judaism. It was not an easy and simple task to preserve original Jesus' message without being mixed up with one's own opinion nor with the opinion and cultural surrendering and milieu as well as the religious milieu. From them we can learn who could see better and judge better. You have to offer him a hand, just as Peter and Paul did to each other. No spite, but offered hand and the sign that they are walking in the footsteps of the same Lord. Peter and Paul are not heroes, some heroes. When Peter recognized what he did, when he denied knowing Jesus at all, he did not disappear. He didn't think, oh, it happened. With Jesus it is all over. But he, as Gospel says, bitterly cried. Paul was knocked down off his horse before Damascus, didn't say, what happened to me, but says, what am I to do? And he gives himself, he dedicates himself to learn about gospel through the teacher Ananias. Peter receives solemnly the keys of the kingdom of God, but Peter knows that these are not his keys. Saint Augustine says, the keys are given to the church. Paul, about himself, as much as he was aware of what he did for the gospel of Jesus, doesn't want any special place for himself. He doesn't say, if it was not for me, it wouldn't go this way. But he says about himself that he is the smallest, the least among the apostles. He is like a baby that was premature but will survive thanks to the incubator. To Peter and Paul, theirs is a love for the church and the love of the church for them. When Peter, as we read in Gospel, was arrested and when he was standing before a very sharp, strict, harsh court, church prayed for him, and Peter knew, he was aware of the prayer of the church. Pope Benedict XVI, in one short writing, 1971, writes about the importance of the church in the following way. I didn't encounter Jesus studying philosophy and reading literature, but through the faith of the church. Therefore, those who say we accept Jesus but we do not need the church are entirely wrong. Church as a community is for us all and remains forever for us the place of the first recognition of Jesus. In Angelus today, Pope Francis said, Mary is the living image of the church as the spouse of Christ, who apostles made fertile. Peter knew Mary personally, but Paul didn't miss to remind of a woman who gave birth to the Son of God in time. Mary, Peter, and Paul are our co-travelers in our search for God. They are guides along the path of faith and holiness. We Christians, Catholics today, remember and think of the service of the Pope. When a new Pope is being elected or soon will be elected, then everybody has an opinion what Pope should be like. Everybody has one's own view. One Christian, I would say, said it very well. There is no perfect Pope. The most important it is that he looks up to Jesus and inherits him and that he loves him. That is the essence of his service. And that is a good Pope. Let us pray that Pope, that God helps that Pope today, and the Church may have such popes in future as well. In all cathedrals of the Catholic Church today, there is a solemnity of priestly ordination. Who is priest? What is priest? And what is his role? If we think of that service as the function of the community, and priest as somebody who is holding certain function, then we have failed to understand the mystery of the priesthood and the Church. Priest is the one who represents community before heaven and God. He celebrates Mass, but that is not all. It is said in the Catholic Church that priest works in persona of Christi, that means in the name of Christ, that means he is no longer his own master. Every time when he gives the sacraments, it is Christ himself who gives sacraments. And priest must be aware of that. Therefore, he must develop as well the specific ethics of the life of a priest. Priest cannot be just any man like all others. He must be more than that. Pope Benedict XVI, speaking to priests on one occasion, clearly said to them what the people of God are expecting of them, and he said the following: Dear brothers priests, Christian people want to hear from our teachings the original Church teaching, by which the encounter with Jesus may be renewed. Jesus who gives joy, peace, and salvation. Let us pray to the Lord that 6 new priests in our diocese and all of them throughout the world who receive their priesthood today may truly act like that, so that Christian people may from them hear original Church teaching. May they renew the encounter with Christ through that leads to joy, peace, and salvation.